It's just over a week since four bombs exploded on London's public transport system, killing at least 54 people and injuring about 700 others. The investigation has now moved beyond the identities of the four British citizens police believe carried out the suicide attacks. Authorities are now looking for others who may have been involved, and they're calling on Britain's Muslim community to help. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from London.
The Minhaj al-Quran Mosque in East London had a special visitor today for Friday prayers.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. Thank you very
London
much.
Police Commissioner Sir Ian Blair spoke to the assembled worshippers. He said last week's bomb attacks were a wake-up call to Britain's 1.6 million Muslims, some of whom, he suggested, had been in denial about the Islamist extremism within their communities.
We have to seize a moment in which the Muslim communities of Britain changes from a current position of shock and disbelief into active engagement in counter-terrorism.
Blair said Britain's Muslims now had an urgent responsibility to join the fight against terror.
You have to find ways of identifying those preachers of hate and who they're talking to. We have to find ways in which we identify young men and sometimes women who are vulnerable to extremism.
Yesterday, British police announced that 18-year-old Hasib Hussain and 22-year-old Shahzad Tanweer were the suspected suicide bombers between two of the four explosions that rocked central London last week. Both are British citizens of Pakistani descent from the northern city of Leeds. They and two other suspects, who've not yet been officially named, are accused of triggering simultaneous explosions on three subway trains on the morning of July 7th, and soon after, a fourth bomb on a nearby double-decker bus. One of the suspects is reported to have recently attended a madrasa, or religious school, in Pakistan. Today, Pakistan's education minister, Javed Ashraf, said his government would help the British investigation.
We would really like to know as to which madrasa are they talking about, so that we could look into it and take necessary action required.
Here in Britain, police are still checking the four suspects' homes, as well as other properties in Leeds and several other towns. They're also still questioning a 29-year-old man who was arrested in Leeds earlier this week. They've widened the security cordon around the Leeds homes and evacuated local residents. British media say the officers have found large stocks of homemade explosives. But Commissioner Blair says the four chief suspects are only the foot soldiers in a terrorist cell he believes has links to Al-Qaeda. Scotland Yard is still looking for the mastermind of the operation and the source of the funding and the explosives. Today in Cairo, Egyptian authorities arrested Magdi El-Nashar, a 33-year-old Egyptian chemist who worked at the university in Leeds. Egyptian police say he denies any involvement in the bombings. London's Commissioner Blair would not confirm or deny whether Nashar was a suspect.
We will be monitoring the developments in Egypt very carefully, and if it's necessary, we will send officers there or we will seek extradition or whatever other processes are necessary.
Blair warns there's still the possibility of a second round of attacks, and police here are not taking any chances. Yesterday, officers sealed off a neighborhood in southern London after they spotted a suspicious car by a courthouse.
Hiya, could you make your way up that way for me, please? We've got a bomb scare at the moment, so if you can head off that way.
Bomb scares like this one seem to have become a daily occurrence here, as jittery Londoners come to grips with the idea that more suicide bombers may be living among them. Community leaders have vowed not to allow terrorism to create divisions among Britain's many ethnic and religious groups. The bombers, they point out, did not discriminate. A young Muslim woman was buried today, the first victim of the bombers to be laid to rest. 20-year-old Shahara Islam was a British-born Muslim of Bangladeshi descent. She died, like so many others, on July 7th, on her way to work. Ivan Watson, NPR News, London.